Reserve, we are not talking Congress, began discussing with congressional leaders a plan to buy up, yeah, you can, instead of 5 cents on the dollar, it just might be 2 cents. Vast numbers of distressed mortgages held by ailing financial institutions. While the details of the plan remain to be worked out, the discussions could result in the biggest bailout in U.S. history and the most direct commitment of taxpayer money so far in the worst financial crises that Fed and Treasury officials say they have ever seen. Well, they created it, and we'll talk about it. So, what did the Washington Post have to say on September 18th about the bailout, the bridge loan that Hank Paulson and Ben Bernanke made to AIG? The headline said, "Stocks plummet as lending freezes up." The subheadline, "Lawmakers left on sidelines as Fed Treasury takes swift action." Let's read this. "The frenetic pace of the financial crises has forced the Treasury Department and Federal Reserve to make rapid-fire decisions in recent days, leaving Capitol Hill lawmakers effectively impotent and frustrated." Lawmakers on both sides expressed concern yesterday that they have had no control over when and how federal money has been used to curb the panic on Wall Street. Congressional leaders learned AIG rescue late Tuesday night during a hastily called meeting in the Capitol with Bernanke and Treasury Secretary Paulson, who explained the deal after it was done. What does this say to you? We've had a complete takeover of the whole entire government of the United States. It didn't start overnight. This has been happening since 1913, and you will see that. By the way, I have 8 copies of this paper for the first 8 who get there. Bernanke and Paulson have taken the lead, and this is still the Washington Post, not only from lawmakers, but from President Bush. Bush has left direct management of the crises to them and other advisors, and has limited his remarks on the economy. On Tuesday, he canceled plans to brief reporters after meeting with his economic advisors. Great president. America, bottom line, has been taken over by international bankers. See what it really is. This is not a sophisticated bailout by people who want to look like they're doing us a favor. The wolves are in the chicken coop, and we're the chicken coop. Is the world unraveling? Or is there a master plan? I suggest to you that there is a master plan. It went back to the Tower of Babel. Or maybe the Garden of Eden. Take your pick. A global structure is first needed to bring world government into control. And you know, God in his graciousness has allowed me to be an eyewitness since 1994 to the final pieces of the structure of world government. So what are global steps to a world governmental structure? You create a central bank. We'll explain that in a minute. You take America off the gold standard to debase our currency. You create an international level above the nation state. You tear down the barriers. It's called globalization. And you change the value of the monetary system, which eventually will lead to a cashless society. So, long before the barriers fell between the nations, there were a group of powerful and evil men who were planning to control the monetary system of the world. The concept of a central bank came from Sweden, which was the first to form a private corporation to lend to the government without a fixed time period for repayment. What do we really call that? We call that lending in perpetuity, where in fact the government of the countries of the world who have a central bank, that government and the people are in bondage to the central bank in perpetuity. No principal is being paid. The question is, why can't Americans forgive themselves, we the taxpayers, the interest on our debt? We don't owe it to us. We owe it to the Federal Reserve. And we are paying interest in perpetuity. Maybe we should ask with all the bailouts how much more interest we're going to be paying. We have no control. These are the years of the central banks of the world. When you get down towards the bottom, you see the Federal Reserve in 1913. We were a real holdout. You see the Bank of Canada in 1934. You see all the former communist countries during the 90s. Guess what? We invaded Iraq. Guess what they got? A a central bank. The Federal Reserve Act, passed in 1913 at 11:45 p.m. on December 24th, after those who opposed it went home for Christmas. It shifted the responsibility of America's finances from Congress to a private corporation. Our Federal Reserve is not federal, nice sounding name, it's a lie. It's not federal and it has no reserves. Whenever they print money, or whenever we need money, all they're doing is printing it. And the paper money is on demand to lend to the US government in the form of treasury bills, notes, and bonds. You want to know what the safest investment is in the world? Believe it or not, they say treasury notes, bonds, and bills. Senator Benton of Missouri said when this occurred, the government itself ceases to be independent and safe when the national currency is at the will of a company. All property is at their mercy, and that's exactly what we're seeing. The price of real estate, of every growing crop, of every staple article is at their command. Stocks are their playthings. The empowerment of the Federal Reserve. Since its inception in 1913, the Federal Reserve Act has been amended a minimum of 195 times. In 1999, they broadened the range of collateral that they would accept in order to lend more money. In March of this year, they agreed to take mortgages as collateral. Hello? Do you hear that the siphoning of the power and the foundation of America and the middle class? March 22nd. The Federal Reserve and the Treasury created a $30 billion line of credit to buy J.P. Morgan, for J.P. Morgan to buy Bear Stearns. This was the first action of this magnitude since the Great Depression. The Fed and Treasury took authority over Wall Street by replacing the Security and Exchange Commission. That was on March 22nd. The empowerment of the Federal Reserve is seen in the credit crises, because their powers are being expanded greatly. We're going to talk about the Treasury blueprint. September 8th, the Federal Reserve took control of Fannie and Freddie. That is $5.4 trillion of mortgages. A portion of that, I don't remember if it's 10 or 12%, are subprime. Those poor people, they are poor and they're going to be poor, because their mortgage is going to be sold for 1 or 2 cents on the dollar to the new resolution trust for these vultures to take control of that property. September 15th, the Federal Reserve takes control of AIG. The actions that it took by someone on CNBC was termed, quote, a major change that will forever change Wall Street. So how could this happen to America? World government is borderless. So let's take a look at the world before 1945. We had all these various barriers that protected us from the rest of the world. We were sovereign in the finest sense of the world. And little by little, the economic barriers fell in 1944 when they started creating the international structure, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Bank. The political barriers fell in 1945 with the establishment of the United Nations. In 1994, and it's not like there weren't other barriers, but we're just getting the really major ones. In 1994, the trade barriers fell when a lame duck Congress, just like the one we have now, which is going to pass a major funding bill to get the new resolution trust before Bush gets out of office, a lame duck Congress passed a 27,000-page document that they never even read the first page of, called the World Trade Organization. Well, it was General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs, then it became the World Trade Organization. You tear down all the barriers between the nation states from a trading standpoint. That makes the little farmer in Iowa compete with the big farmer in Brazil. In 1998, the International Criminal Court was established. I was there. This was the first time in history since Rome that there is now an international legal body that can transcend the sovereignty of America to arrest any one of us who they say might be an alleged international terrorist. Then we have the financial. We really don't have time to go into the major points of the financial. We'll cover a few, But what was 9/11?